Welcome to Nursing Notes Live, compelling interviews with today's nurses who are changing healthcare. Brought to you by the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing. Nursing Notes Live, presented by Johnson & Johnson, is the podcast extension of the national award-winning monthly e-digest, Nursing Notes, which shines a spotlight on nurses as innovators and critical change makers in the delivery of positive patient outcomes within today's healthcare landscape. You can subscribe to receive Nursing Notes updates at the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing website, discovernursing.com. Every month, Nursing Notes content is accompanied by two episodes of this podcast, which provides greater insights and nurse perspectives into topics discussed in the e-digest. You can listen to previous episodes of Nursing Notes Live on the podcast player at discovernursing.com, and don't forget to subscribe to the entire series on iTunes. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. In this episode of Nursing Notes Live, we chat with Shauna Butler, a nurse economist, trendsetter, and champion of the entrepreneurs' movement. Her clinical nursing experience includes emergency, cardiac, critical care, international medical flight transport, and workplace wellness. Shauna and I talk about why nurses are uniquely qualified to be innovators and change agents for healthcare worldwide, and what every nurse can do to be a champion for change in their communities. Hi, Shauna. Welcome to Nursing Notes Live. It's great to have you on the show this episode. And I'd like to start off by just asking you to introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about your background and what brought you to nursing.
That is an unconventional story with really unexpected chapters and defining moments, some pioneering choices, and a lot of career champions. So I started out as a clinician, mostly med-surg, and then walked into critical care, adult critical care, and at Georgetown University, and so a large university medical center. And from there, got to had this really interesting opportunity to do international medical transports and repatriations, which really expanded my view of what health and care looks like on a global basis. And that really informed a lot of my thinking around how are we doing this? Is there ways that we can do this better? And nursing for me was, when I first decided to become a nurse, it was an expedient choice. It was, I needed to be sure when I finished up college, I had a paying job, and I thought of nursing as a job. I didn't really understand it as a career. And it wasn't until in my senior year, I went to undergrad in Washington, D.C., which I think is really, really fortunate and timely. And Sheila Burke came in, and at that point in time, she was a healthcare advisor to Orrin Hatch and really helping to define and set the agenda of how we talk about the regulatory environment, the mission, how are we going to finance this? What are we going to cover? How do we think about healthcare in this country? And I had never thought of that, even though I'd grown up in D.C. and had family and friends who were very active in political appointed and elected positions. It never occurred to me that nurses would help to shape policy. So that was a real eye-opening experience. So in that clinical realm of taking care of patients at the bedside, seeing some of the just crazy things that just didn't seem to make any sense as far as how we made clinical decisions, I had a really great experience where one of my patients was the wife of one of the Fed chairman at that point in time. And he came in and met with nurses and said, you all just do such amazing clinical work. You really ought to think about understanding more about how we finance all of this. And it was him who encouraged me to go get an advanced degree, but to think about getting an MBA, think about something around policy. So I went from there, got an MBA, and went broad with my career. And that's kind of led me to some interesting possibilities of where I sit right now. I have a position with Singularity University in helping to produce the Exponential Medicine Conference, where we focus on converging and emerging technologies that have exponential impacts. And I also am getting ready to stand up a whole new program in the Netherlands that is supported by the Dutch Ministry of Health. And I will be their first entrepreneurs in residence. So like I said, it's been an interesting path, unexpected, lots of chapters that have been surprising. And I have to say, I owe a lot of the opportunities that I've had to having career champions.
And speaking of champions, this is a good segue into my next question, because you're a huge champion of the whole entrepreneurs movement, which some people may have heard of, others may not. So why don't we jump in and kind of, you can explain what is an entrepreneurs and why are nurses uniquely qualified to become this particular type of healthcare change agent?
One of my favorite questions. Thank you for bringing that up. Nurses are the beginning and end of every single clinical interaction, and they are closest to the gaps in care. And because they are so close to those gaps in care, what they see are the unmet needs. They see the problems in the process. And at that point in time when they see them, frequently they have really good insights about what the solution might be, and I think at that point in time when they see those solutions, the solutions are at their lowest complexity and their lowest cost. And when they also see these problems, they also see what were the things that led up to it that might help us to anticipate and to prevent. They also see if we don't take care of this now, what's the trajectory? So we have the ability to reduce the likelihood that someone would have deterioration or a bad outcome. The other part that's so fascinating about where nurses sit is that they are the distributing and the coordinating force within that patient journey. Anytime somebody comes in, they will follow that patient from the moment that they enter, the entire time that they are within our care system, and then helping to restore them back to interdependence and moving into their home environment. And so they play this really interesting role of following through the entire journey, seeing all of the unmet needs. And the other part that I think is so fascinating is that nurses are quantum collaborators. The moment that they see something isn't quite right, they're the first ones to call in the troops to say, oh, we need to get pharmacy in here. We need to get physical therapy. We need to get social work. We need to coordinate with the financial services or the physicians, the surgical team. Whatever it is, they are masters at collaborating. So one of the things that's been very interesting with my role with Exponential Medicine is that we spend an awful lot of time with entrepreneurs. And they're solving pain points within our healthcare ecosystem. What's fascinating has been most of the people coming into healthcare as a startup have zero healthcare background other than maybe their own patient experience and generally very frustrated with that patient experience. So they go out and they start solving it. And what I find beautiful and so helpful about this is that they bring in a beginner's mindset. They have novel thinking. They view the problem in a very different way. They question assumptions. They bring in solutions from other industries that we may not have thought of. But one of the things where, while they might come up with a solution, one of the challenges as far as integrating them is that they don't necessarily fit into our workflows. They're missing a really important piece of information around how does this process actually work? What are the sensitivities? What are the practical realities? What are the logistics? What are the technical considerations? And so what I've come to say is that the reason we have so many problems yet to be solved is that word entrepreneurs, we've just been misspelling it. It's actually entrepreneurs. And if we engage the people who are closest to the people who are experts in having that problem, our patients and our consumers, we are much more likely to solve these problems. And we are also engaging the largest segment of our workforce. So with that in mind, I've been very a big, huge champion of this movement of how do we engage nurses and activate them to be more proactive and in solution finding and building teams around them to take these great ideas and these insights that they have and bringing them into the market.
It's interesting you talked about bringing other industries' ideas into the marketplace, because something I've been observing for quite a while is as more people come to nursing as a second career, they are also doing that same thing. They're bringing in the lessons learned when they were an HR professional or an engineer or something, you know, name the job here. They bring part of that workforce knowledge with them into nursing. And it's interesting to see the many ways they apply it. So it's probably just feeding right into this whole process.
countless examples of that, Jamie. I have come across so many different entrepreneurs, and that's one of the things that I'm focused on right now, is just kind of mapping that out. I don't think that a lot of people recognize or are aware of the nurses doing some really great work. And one of the things that was really fun is when Maker Nurse was launched, I sent out this tweet. I said, I'm so excited that they're coming on to the into the ecosystem. And I commented, they said, you know, they're faster than a medical device and closer to the patient than an engineer. And what's really fascinating now is that we have nurse engineers. We have nurses that have data science backgrounds, and they were in another career, and they make the decision, maybe the work that I'm doing, I'm not having enough impact. If I expand my career possibilities and add nursing to it, oh, the places I can go, whether it's global health, whether it's informatics, whether it's virtual care. I have just seen some remarkable entrepreneurs out there who are coming up with these unexpected solutions. And the reason they're able to do it is because they're combining that skill and that experience that they've got from another industry in directly into the patient environment.
You know, you mentioned something like virtual care, and that's like one, so many of these new technologies coming in to the healthcare marketplace. I'm curious if you have any thoughts or like to explain some of the ways that nurses are leading the way to guiding how these technologies are being used to the best effect to bring about good patient outcomes.
First of all, the technologies that are coming on board, they're breathtaking. They're exciting. And what I get most excited about is their ability to democratize care. Some of the conversations right now are around social influences of health, social determinants of health outcomes. And so many of these technologies help us to solve for problems that have seemed intractable. And specifically some of the technologies that I've gotten really excited about where I've seen firsthand applications, 3D printing. Amazing how it helps us to come up with customized solutions for a patient or for a procedure. And it's rapid iteration, and it is customized, and it is something that once that solution is figured out, it can be shared open source. Crowd and cloud technologies, our ability to crowdsource information or wisdom to get somebody to respond right away. It's been really interesting to see how first responder services have been impacted by using crowd-based technologies or crowdsourcing. I think our entire, how we manage our workforce is going to be really impacted by using technologies that help us crowdsource where those resources are, where the nurses are, where the pharmacists are, where first responders are. Robotics, how we're seeing surgeries or procedures being done remotely with a robot. Mixed reality, that is absolutely changing how we are able to teach, whether it's patients being prepared for a surgery, for a recovery, whether it's surgical teams working together. Microsoft with their HoloLens, it's been really fascinating to see the different use cases, and many of them have been driven by nurses. I think you actually chatted with Lori, who put together the CHAMPS program. Taking a look at young babies who are having heart surgeries. So that was, again, a nurse-generated solution that was using some of the technologies out there. Machine learning, big data, artificial intelligence, which we really like to think of as intelligence augmented. We're never, ever going to replace the need for that human touch and that human connection. And it's not any one of these specific technologies. It's the convergence of them. So anytime you can combine can provide something on a mobile device and digitize it, you remove the geographic boundedness. So these amazing solutions of using big data to take a look at weather patterns and to reach out to your entire community of kids who experience asthma and say, hey, today is a day where you might need an extra puff of your medication. Pay attention to that. Or maybe this is a good day that you stay inside a little bit more than you had been. We're able to affect populations of health using the combination of data and our ability to text message, where we've seen smoking cessation programs or how we provide solutions for women in their pregnancy, the perinatal care, monitoring them for emotional distress or helping them to make sure that they keep on track with their prenatal care to reduce low birth weight. there are so many applications. And what's so exciting is to see nurses gravitate to this and bring their practical knowledge and understanding of the problems and create solutions using these technologies that really, like I said, reach farther and faster to the people who need them.
You talked about this convergence of technologies, and one of the things that helps drive that in industry are some of the really competitive ways that new technologies are brought about through things like the XPRIZE. But you're looking at that same type of system in terms of a healthcare innovation. Talk to us a little bit about how this works, you know, this idea of using a competition model over the traditional grant research model to innovate healthcare.
So I've had the really good fortune to work closely with XPRIZE in developing the Cancer XPRIZE focused on early detection. And actually, prior to that, I worked with Livestrong in developing their Big C Challenge, which was focused on surfacing innovations for those in survivorship. And there have been other competitions or challenges. The beautiful thing about a challenge is that it's not so much, it is about finding solutions, but once you find that solution, that's really just kind of the beginning of commercializing it. I think the beauty and the value of the competition model is that it surfaces the unmet needs. It surfaces the problems that need to be solved that often are just, we're not aware of them. It also surfaces those natural initiators or problem solvers or entrepreneurs or entrepreneurses, or for sometimes it might be an intrapreneur if it's within your institution or your enterprise. But the nice thing about the competition model, specifically XPRIZE and some of these others, is we are reaching out and asking novel participants, people that have not generally participated in finding problems to healthcare. So if you think about when you need to solve something within healthcare, we go to a very predictable group of people that we think might be able to solve this. And frequently they exist within the walls of a healthcare institution. We don't reach out and we don't find game designers. Who better to help us understand motivation theory than game designers? What about fabrication specialists and wardrobe specialists? If we're trying to help someone have a new device because they're missing a limb or at birth an ear wasn't formed properly, our fashion designers and wardrobe designers have amazing insights into how we solve this. Coders, I am so excited when I see women who code, girls who code. I'm looking for the nurses who code. And so many of these solutions that surface themselves, one of the pieces to this is, how do we make sure that we've got an app for it? How do we reach people? And a lot of that goes into design. So are we using our user experience designers? How are we engaging our public policy officials? How are we engaging environmental specialists? So the beauty of the competition model that's out there is not only are we surfacing the results, but we are bringing in new collaborators, novel ways of thinking about the problem and the solution. The other part that's quite different and interesting is that in our traditional grant-making model, what we're paying for is effort. Here's this problem. Here's some money. Good luck. We hope that you're going to solve it. Within a competition model where there's a financial incentive, what it says is, here's the problem. Here's the prize. Whoever comes up with the best solution, that's the one that's going to win. And what's been fascinating is that within these competitions, the people who come up with the solutions are the ones that you would have never expected. It's been very interesting. And they frequently don't come with huge teams behind them or a lot of financial support. What they come with is a lot of conviction around solving that problem. So hackathons are another really perfect example of where there are a lot of competitions. And it's a very short sprint. You bring a group of people together. You identify a specific problem. MIT did one a couple of years ago on hacking a better breast pump. And it was fascinating to see how it was basically new moms who were coming and saying, this is the part that's just, it just does not work. This is the part that makes it really hard. So when they got together with material scientists and engineers and nurses and other moms and product designers and marketing, amazing solutions came out of that. And there are many stories around how hackathons have identified new participants in the problem-solving space and new solutions that I think if we had tried to put a grant toward it, I don't think that we would have come up with that solution.
We've talked about so many different things and covered a wide range of topics in this episode. And I'm wondering if there's a place or a collection of resources that our audience can reach out to and look at to find where these different initiatives are found on the internet or in other areas, and how they can best go about getting involved once they find them.
There are a lot of resources out there, and it does require some initiative doing a little bit of searching. It does require going out of your comfort zone and your comfort zone, your familiar zone. And one of the areas that I have found most fascinating is jumping into things that nurses traditionally haven't been a part of. It may not be in when you take a look at all the potential conferences to go to, and I think conferences are a huge factor in expanding mindset and thinking about things. Maker movements. Maker Nurse and Maker Health right now. Let me add one other piece too in thinking about that resources. Just going onto Twitter and finding some people, following them, seeing some of the things that they're doing. There's some really interesting thought makers and thought leaders and change agents. Helen Bevan, Daniel Kraft, Marion Leary. She's an amazing entrepreneur doing some great things. Rebecca Love with the Nursing Innovation Program at Northeastern University. Ohio State has an innovation lab where they are doing things. So those are some of the academic areas. When you start going into, within every community, there's going to be a startup community. There's going to be an entrepreneur community. And that's where nurses frequently don't show up. And I think one of the pieces of advice that I give oftentimes is go to the places where you're novel. Go to the places where no other nurse has gone. And what's going to be interesting is that what I have found is that there's not a moment where there's not a situation where the nursing point of view hasn't been a really valuable point of view. For instance, I serve on a range of boards. One of them is Austin Chamber Music. And it is amazing how the connection between teen health and adolescent identity and managing stress, there's an awful lot that we do through music. I also serve on the board for Food and City, and that is looking at supply chain. And there's a startup competition that goes along with that, a global startup competition. The nursing voice in that, we're addressing food deserts. We're addressing nutritional quality. We're looking at food safety. So all of these startups that come through, it's amazing how there is a perspective that I can offer that's really helpful and valuable to those startups or to the enterprise. I serve on the board for Mass Challenge Texas, and Mass Challenge Texas is part of Mass Challenge. We have a bunch of startups that are coming through there. And while it's not specific to healthcare, what's really fascinating is that a lot of the startups that are entering are also coming to solve healthcare problems. So the startup communities, the entrepreneur communities, the maker spaces, the maker communities within each one of those, hackathons that are going on, J-Labs. J-Labs is in several cities around the globe, and it's really fascinating to see all of the, they generally pick an area of concern, a condition, and they'll set competitions or hackathons or be funding startups in those areas. So I think a big piece of this is to go to a wide range of conferences that are frequently outside of the traditional nursing conferences that helps you keep current with your particular domain. I'm a big fan of South by Southwest, of TED, of course, the conference that we produce at Singularity University, Exponential Medicine, where we're bringing that community of people who are focused on inspiring, influencing, innovating with new technologies. They want to be the people who, let me take this into my environment, let me experiment with it, see what comes back. Nursing Now, which is a global campaign focused on investing in nurses, and that's global. That's going to be running for 3 years. National Nurse Week is coming up in May, and I think this year's theme is inspire, innovate, and influence. So joining into all of these activities that are promoting and helping to support nurse-led innovation or entrepreneurship, as I like to call it.
One last thing I'd like to ask you, maybe share a final thought with our audience. This requires stepping out of their normal lane, and that can sometimes be a little frightening. But nurses are uniquely qualified to bring these types of innovations to healthcare, and I think that encouragement and being that champion is an important role to fill.
It is, and I am speaking to you from a place of gratitude and recognition for many of the champions that I've had. And we talk a lot about mentorship within all industries, all types of occupations. A champion is somebody who steps up and says, I am going to promote you to this position. I'm going to give you this opportunity. I'm putting you in charge of this. And in addition to giving you that opportunity, I'm going to provide you the cover so that if it takes longer, if it costs more, if the results aren't what we hoped for and anticipated, we want to reward the effort. We want to acknowledge the risk-taking. And those champions are so key to bringing something new and untested and untried. One of the founders of Singular University, Peter Diamandis, he says all the time, it's always a crazy idea right up until the day it worked. And so many times you do have to take some risk with that. But nurses are uniquely qualified to do that. One of the things that I found very interesting was a conference that Northeastern University had on nursing innovation and entrepreneurship. We asked the question to the audience. We were using a Slido to get audience feedback. So we were able to really gauge what that percentage was. And we asked many of the nurses, these new technologies and all of the changes that are coming online, do you feel confident about them? Do you feel overwhelmed? What's your feeling? And shockingly, this is the only community where they put their hand up and said, no, we're excited. We do not feel overwhelmed by this. And I think that just speaks to nurses are in that space of preparation. They are ready for what walks in the door, the human condition, and it is a messy human condition that people come in with. But they meet that with where that patient is, the needs that they have at that moment, and they do so with compassion. They have a great ability to collaborate. They have boundless curiosity. They are mission-driven and focused. They're brilliant at sense-making. So they have all of the skills that are required to take something that is an idea into a workable solution in the marketplace. But that path is so much easier if you have a community around you and a champion to support you and give you cover. So when you find those champions, I would strongly encourage, attach yourself onto them, be a really good disciple around that. And for those who are in the leadership positions, it really gives them an opportunity to think about servant leadership and being a champion and developing that pipeline of talent and encouraging and equipping and acknowledging and compensating nurses and the teams that they create around the solutions that they're driving.
Stay tuned for more episodes here at Nursing Notes Live coming soon, and check out another recent episode with a second innovative nurse changing the landscape of healthcare. You'll find that and other episodes of Nursing Notes Live in the podcast area on iTunes, as well as our podcast player on discovernursing.com. Nursing Notes Live is produced for the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing by Medic Cast Productions. All rights reserved.